ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अमद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 57th Chapter, 40th Verse, as follows. Evam Sambhira Alabdha Swafalka Tanyo Manim Adaya वासच्छन्ना ददौ सूर्यसमा प्रभम। एवं सांभीर आलब्ध स्वफालकातनयो मणिम् आदाय वास साचन्ना ददो सूर्य संप्रभम्। एवं संभीर आलब्ध स्वफालकातनयो मणिम् आदाय वास छन्ना ददो सूर्य संप्रभम्। एवं संभीर आलब्ध स्वफलकातनयो मणिम् आदाय वासाच्छन्नः ददो सूर्य संप्रभम्। माता जी एवं दस समाभिव द कंसोलेटरी वर्ड्स ऑल ऑफ द रीअप्रोच स्वफालका तन्या द सन ऑफ स्वफालका मनीम द समंत का ज्वल आदया टेकिंग वसांस इन हिज गार्मेंट अच्छन्न कंसील्ड दादो ही गेव सूर्या टू द सन सम इक्वल प्रभम इन एफल्जेंस. Translation. Thus, shamed by Lord Krishna's conciliatory words, the son of Swafalaka brought out the jewel from where he had concealed it in his clothing and gave it to the Lord. The brilliant gem shone like the sun. Purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We can see in this chapter how a valuable jewel caused so much intrigue, violence and suffering. This is certainly a good lesson for those who desire a trouble-free spiritual life. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांच श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पदा सहगनानंदा श्री विशाखान्वितं च नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारणे वांछा कल्पतरुव्यश्च कृपा सिंधु व्ययेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Thus shamed by Lord Krishna's conciliatory words, the son of Swafalaka brought out the jewel from where he had concealed it and in his clothing and gave it to the Lord. The brilliant gem shone like the sun. We are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 57. And verse number 40, Satrajit murdered and the jewel returned. For the last 3 months, we have been hearing this story. And we are benefited to the extent of our purity, sincerity, and acceptance. And today also we will hear. It happens to be Friday and also the 13th. For some people it is, those who are attached, it is very inauspicious. So those who believe, for them few minutes are their karma. Tomorrow, and today also happens to be Kumbh Sankranti. The sun enters Aquarius. Tomorrow is another day which is attachment personified. People express their attachment to their beloved by offering gifts. मैं तुम्हारे बगैर किस तरह अभी तक जीता रहा, मैं तुम्हारे बगैर किस तरह जीऊंगा, मैं तुमसे दूर रहकर इस तरह जीता रहा बरसों, मैं तुमसे दूर रहकर इस तरह जीता रहा बरसों कि जैसे मरने वाले को न जलाया किसी ने भी. ये इस वैलेंटाइन में, यू आर स्पीकिंग ऑन दिस वैलेंटाइन, नेक्स्ट वैलेंटाइन यू आर स्पीकिंग द सेम लाइन but to someone else. This is what our attachment is. Day after tomorrow is another attachment day. The two countries, rival countries, are meeting in the cricket, which is considered to be a World Cup final for them. So this is how people are attached. And Bhagavad Gita teaches us, Bhogeshwarya Prasakta Namtaya Parahata Chetsam Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Samadhavna Buddhi. Those who are too attached, and we are reading today, this is certainly a good lesson for those who desire a trouble-free spiritual life. If we want a trouble-free spiritual life, what is required? That to get out from this attachment. And we have learned lesson from different stories throughout the Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata, how this attachment has been the cause of great wars. And for a male member, generally the attachment centered around two aspects, money and children. Everybody wants in life something magical. We hear from Sri Ramayana that how Vishwamitra Muni, when he was playing a role of a king, got attached to somebody else's property. Now, Vasishtha Muni, a great saint, and King Vishwamitra, a great king. They both are knowledgeable, and the kind of exchange they had when they met are very genuine. Vishwamitra Muni, or the king that time, he is very happy with the hospitality extended to him and his army when he was traveling in that part. And Vasishtha is requesting him that please accept my hospitality. I want to offer, you know, food, lunch and some refreshment to you and your army. And genuinely Vishwamitra king is requesting him, then merely by your speaking these words, we are happy and satisfied. And he is genuine by mentioning this. Because he must be thinking, a sadhu, after all, with his limited resources, how will he handle all of us? So it was a genuine concern from his part. But a genuine offering from Vasishtha is that he also wants to offer his services. So very reluctantly, Vishwamitra agreed, all right, please provide. And what kind of a facility? What kind of a feast? What kind of a paraphernalia? Gold dishes? Everything was arranged simply in no time. How? Because he had Kamadhenukau. This was the Shamantaka of Vasishtha. That Kamadhenukau, Vishwamitra got attracted to. He got attached. I want it. And there were all of a sudden change in conversation. And to what extent it went to wars. And this is the cause of attachment. We hear so many stories. Sanatan Goswami had Chintamani. The rich man wanted that if I have, and Sanatan Goswami has kept it where? In the dustbin. This is how on the basis of his learning and detachment. Draupadi also has some magical pot. And which housewife would not like to get attached to such pot? And when we talk about attachment to children, another dialogue between the two great people. One is now Vishwamitra, same Vishwamitra is playing a part of a saint, and Maharaj Dasarath is the king. Now, when Vishwamitra Muni approached the king, genuinely the king is very happy. And he is saying, as if a dying man has got the nectar, your presence has made me felt something like that. A drought-stricken state has got rain, something like that I am feeling. As if a king without a son has got a son from his favorite wife, that is how I am feeling. As if a lost man, a person who has lost his property forever, all of a sudden has got it. And I have achieved all the returns of my pious activities and dharma, whatever I have performed throughout my life. And you are a Rajarshi and you are a Dharmarshi. And worshipping you is the goal of my life, O my Lord. And he is 100% genuine when he is talking to Vishwamitra Muni like this. Please, please, O my Lord, order me, how can I serve you? Vishwamitra Muni asked, I want your son Ram for marriage and subahu. All of a sudden, attachment. No, I cannot. He fainted. This is the situation. Maharaj Chitraketu was a very pious king, married to millions. And he is questioning Vidata. Which is that yag, tap, dan, punya, yantra, tantra, mudra? I am asking a question. Ye mere kaun se papon ka phal hai ke tumne mujhe abhi tak putra prapti se vanchit rakha hai? A learned man get bewildered when it comes to money and children. This is similarly in the recent time. In the childhood, we see how the brothers are ready to give their life for their beloved another brother. I remember when my daughter Vishnupriya was 9 years old and Baldev was 3. some girl of pushed Baldev. And Vishnu, at that age of 9, showed Roop of Durga to that another girl. How dare did you touch my brother? This is natural. I am sure Mr. Mukesh Ambani must have also done something like this for Anil. But today, because of that attachment of the Shyamantaka, they are fighting in the courts. That attachment. We have stories after stories. We have movies after movies. And court cases after court cases. Because of this different type of Shyamantaka everyone is holding. And even murder takes place because of all this. For the property and for the money. Though they are blessed with the riches, but not living a life on the basis of the direction given by the sadhu and sastra, they find themselves in this kind of a situation. If today government of India was to auction the Shyamantaka jewel, you will find Mr. Bill Gates, Birlas, Ambanis and everybody else, just like they were standing for 2G, 3G, Colgate and what not. Imagine 180 pound equivalent to 80 kg as per the yesterday's market closing rate of the gold per day production without any processing charges and raw material, you have 21.46 crore rupees in your hand. What does it mean? 7,800 crore rupees annual income, which in 10 years you have 78,000, and if the price is double by then, naturally it would be, you are sitting on 156,000 crore of reserve and surplus. Who would not like to have this kind of a... And what will happen then? Because you have no direction, because you have no understanding what you do with the money, you will go into the courts. That is the Shyamantaka danger. And we have some people, those according to their propensities, are still engaged in business and industrial activities. They study Srimad Bhagavatam on daily basis. And they come across the verse, the translation of which goes as follows. Just as a ship rescues those who have fallen into the ocean, similarly, I am reading this from the 11th canto, 17th chapter, sloka number 44, where Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhav. And what is he assuring? Very instructive. I very quickly rescue from all calamities those person who uplifts Brahmana and devotees suffering in poverty-stricken condition. It goes further. Although one may neglect the devotion service of the Lord to pursue material life of sense gratification, one can rectify one's position by dedicating one's hard-earned money to the service of Lord. Seeing the difficult austerity accepted by saintly person, a pious person should make arrangement for their comfort. Just as a boat serves hopeless people who have fallen into the ocean, similarly, the Lord uplifts persons who have hopelessly fallen into the ocean of material attachment, if they have been charitable to the brahmanas and devotees. This is the right use of money acquired. I think we can all easily relate. The principle of such teaching is followed by some of our devotees in this temple, and very exemplary. And Krishna assuring them that you will be taken care of by me. When we follow these principles on the basis of Bhagavatam, all the calamities are taken care of. The attachment for the wealth, the attachment for the family, attachment for fame, attachment for success, attachment for position, otherwise they are very, very dangerous. These are all samantaka. As sadhak, also we may have some illusion that we are detached. But the ground reality may be really different. On 26th January 2015, in our all counselors meeting, I was exposed to this position of mine. We were given a presentation by one of our devotee friend. He happens to be an advocate, Mr. Ahuja, and he was explaining the importance of making a will. And he was educating the counselor so that the counselor in turn also educate the counselees how important it is to make a will in one's lifetime. He was educating all of us. And how important it is for our near and dear one. I was exposed. Are there Lordship, Sri Radha Gopinath ji is as dear to me as my other family members? I had a question to myself. And the irony of the Hindu law is that the deities are considered minor. Why? Because they need to be looked after. So this was the... And so it was quite disturbing because I thought that I did not score good marks in my understanding. Not that I did not score any marks, but they were not sufficient marks. So I was trying to justify that since I have no earning just now, maybe that is the reason that I am not so liberal. So somehow or the other, I console myself. But my story did not end here. I landed up home. And there, during that time, my daughter Vindamanjari was also visiting our home. And she was on a cleaning marathon. To our surprise, she had removed bags and bags of things from our house, which she thought are totally useless. Our immediate reaction was resistance, number one. Because for last 2 decades, on every Diwali, all these things were picked up, cleansed and kept. I'm coming to a part of attachment. What was the use for all these things for over 20 years? But still, we registered. No, we may need some time. That was first reaction. Our second reaction was because of our love and a little understanding, we thought, I think these things may not be so alright. When she is saying, just discard. That was the second stage. And the third stage was realization. Do we really need 3 Bhagavatam set lying for 20 days, 20 years? Do we really need so many household things which may be so useful for somebody else and that person will value it? That was the realization that we are attached to so many unnecessary necessities. These are the little shamantaka. And if we don't get victory over these little thing, how we will get victory over the major thing in life? So my advice, though it is unsolicited, to all the grihasthas, just try and clean up your house. And give up all those things which are not necessary. That would be a beginning of showing some detachment. And in that process, there will be some advancement. His Grace Rohini Priya Prabhu was mentioning on this aspect of little thing can save one from greatest fear. That if we commit a great offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then the holy name can save us. Though it's a very minor thing, but what we are saved from? A great danger. In this connection, when he was giving class, I was remembering one very embarrassing thing I did in our Pune Yatra. About 25 years ago, our 3 days Pune Yatra was at its end, and it happens usually, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj will tell all of us, few people, to speak something about the 3 days we spent together. So devotee spoke. When my turn came and I was asked to speak, you know what happens, I'm not really a very prepared or good speaker, so something like that, what happened that day, 25 years ago, Murda Bole Kafan Phadel, something like that kind of a thing. I spoke. Maharaj, I was very much inspired by your lecture on Vaishnava offense. It's very exemplary, very instructive. And what I have understood, that what will please you if someone is glorifying a devotee and someone can easily please you, but at the same time someone can easily displease you when someone is blaspheming a devotee. So my understanding today, our gift to you, that all 100 of us, that time we were only 100 sitting in the hall, offer you a gift and promise you that we will never criticize a devotee, and if we do so, then we will not have our meal that day. That was what I actually made 100 people recite after me. I still feel very embarrassed. When I remember this, I made them do so. And minimizing and equating the Vaishnava aparadha to just one meal. When I finished, His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj, now we'll have kirtan. He just did not mention anything on this. Now we'll have kirtan. And we chanted, danced our last kirtan and departed for station to Pune station. After 2-3 weeks at Khar Satsang program. Maharaj was giving a class and he came to a point of a Hati Mat offense and he was looking at me. Why I am saying so? I remember this because while traveling in one yatra, I discussed this, what is always embarrassing for me, that I spoke something like this, I made the devotee recite like this after me, and equating Vaishnava Prat to just one meal. So I remembered this, that how Maharaj had addressed this. Maharaj said, there is no atonement. Five, six times he looked at me. There is no, because, and he's not giving a class for an individual, but I was seeing that it was very, very, and it was genuinely a very, very inspiring day in Pune when Maharaj spoke at such great length about this Vaishnava Parayana. And it was that time I really was cherishing, and so I spontaneously responded when he asked me to. So Maharaj said, there is no atonement for Vaishnava Prayer. And he did not give a purport that you go to Vaishnava and beg forgiveness and that is the only way. He did not. And second thing, you may say anything to anyone, people will not hear. He will like to see from your example. So we may talk lot about Samantaka Jewel. If we do not, by our example, show our detachment for those little thing we are attached to, how we can really set an example or make a difference in anybody else's or our own life. So, for about the detachment, we have heard in the previous chapter where about 45 slokas, precisely 45 sloka, and in this chapter has 42 sloka. And end of this chapter, what Srila Prabhupada is assuring, that anyone who describes, who hears, and who remembers this pastime will be free from defamation, from sins, and attain peace. This is the assurance in the Bhagavatam. So what is required? What is that missing that we have not yet got that peace what we are looking at? Or we are peaceful to the extent we have accepted this pastime. And people have experienced. Who is not accused or defamed even in ISKCON? His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada was accused. Our present acharyas are being accused. Devotees at different times are being accused. And if we sincerely hear this pastime with open heart, without any agenda, and what do we learn? We will be detached from the material world. But what kind of a listening, what kind of a hearing, what kind of a remembrance is required? His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving recently a class at the end of January at the terrace of Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Temple. And the kind of a hearing what he was explaining, it really humbles us that what kind of a hearing is required. I think I heard this for the first time recently, therefore, but I'm sure I must have been inattentive. He must have mentioned in last 30 years several other times also. And this is the beauty of Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Though in the class, we may be thinking of something else. I must have attended when His Holiness was speaking somewhere, I must have attended that class, but I must have missed when He mentioned this, what I am going to tell you briefly. He was talking about a Brahmana who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam for continuous 9 hours. And what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing that time? Anyone has any idea? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. The name of this Brahmana is Raghunath. Imagine, all of a sudden Nandagopal Prabhu starts dancing here when I'm reciting Bhagavatam. It will be a distraction for me. Come on, yeah, to dance kar le pehle, phir main Bhagavatam karunga. That kind of a dancing, that kind of absorption, that kind of a remembrance, that kind of a hearing do we have? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with that recitation of Bhagavatam that he was in ecstasy. And he named him Bhagavat Acharya. In the same class he was mentioning about the attachment for the children. You parents, what kind of attachment you will have? Certainly have attachment. You will do anything for your children, right? But in comparison to the attachment, what Harai Pandit and Padmavati had, trillion time that. Let there be attachment like that. Let there be an attachment like this. That when Nityananda Prabhu left, they stopped eating and eventually gave up their life. Attachment like Sachi Mata. Let there be attachment. Let there be attachment for the money. Make money. But use that in serving the Brahmana and the Vaishnava and the Lord. And Lord is assuring us, He will save you from all calamities. Defamation. Our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, had many Samantaka jewel on his head. When he departed, lots of property, lot of bank balance. So many disciples. It's a very heady situation. What kind of a success in such a short time? And famous. He also had power. People were ready to give their life for him. With these kind of a Samantaka, how he was saved? Because he was always trying to please his Guru Maharaj and Lord Krishna. And in that process, he has saved so many of us, all of us, that he has given us the jewel of all jewel, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Simply by chanting this, again, we minimize such a simple process. Getting out from the clutches of these attachments. We have to have faith in these simple process. And the life will be very simple if we accept these simple process simply given by a simple humble servant of His Guru Maharaj, His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And then we will not be affected by any shamantaka. It may come in any form. And we can perfect our life in the association of devotees by following the Guru and Guru Parampara. Thank you very much. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.